This podcast presentation is an abridged version of the audit report, Office of Information Technology Services, reviewing the office's service and rate structures. Release date, February 13, 2019. This limited scope audit sought to answer one question. Do OITS's service rates reflect actual expenses for a sample of services? First, some quick background information. The Office of Information Technology Services, OITS, provides centralized information processing and technical management services to all state agencies. Under state law, OITS is required to provide all data processing, application hosting, and telecommunication services to all state agencies. In fiscal year 2018, OITS employed about 75 staff and spent about $41 million. About two-thirds of OITS's expenditures were directly related to providing technology services and support to state agencies. The rest was spent on overhead and on purchases like software OITS makes for other agencies. OITS's operations are almost entirely funded by billing state agencies for the services it provides. As a fee-funded agency, OITS has not historically received a state appropriation to fund its operations. Instead, it must cover its expenses by charging state agencies for the services they use, plus overhead. In fiscal year 2018, about $44 million of OITS's revenues, or 90%, was from the rates OITS charged for its services or purchases it made for other agencies. OITS uses a model to estimate the service rates needed to cover expenses for the more than 40 services it provides. These services generally fall into three major categories: information processing, telecommunications, and professional services. OITS uses a different rate-setting model for each major service category. Each model uses the actual expenses from a prior year to estimate future expenses for up to 3 years. These expenses include staff salaries, contractual expenses, overhead expenses, and allocations for expenses shared by more than one service, such as a staff member who splits time between a few services. Then, OITS staff divide the total estimated expenditures for a service by the number of units of that service OITS estimates agencies will consume annually. This generates an estimated rate that should allow OITS to recover its expenses. Now, the findings of the audit. Finding number one, OITS's fiscal year 2019 rates did not accurately reflect prior year's expenses for the two services we reviewed, Network Connect Service and Web Development Service. The first of the services we reviewed was Network Connect Service, which allows state employees to connect to the Internet. One unit of this service represents Internet connectivity at a specific location for 1 month. The second service we reviewed was OITS's Web Development Service, which allows state agencies to purchase assistance with things like building websites or databases. One unit of this service represents 1 hour of assistance. OITS's rates should be based on the actual expenses it incurs to provide those services, such that OITS's revenues and expenses for each service are roughly equal. Additionally, because some agencies use federal dollars to purchase OITS services, OITS must abide by federal regulations related to the use of federal funds. Under these regulations, OITS should adjust for differences between its revenues and its allowable costs on a per-service basis at least annually. If OITS generates a profit, federal law requires OITS to either refund agencies or lower their rates in the next year. Conversely, federal law may require OITS to absorb any loss if it cannot be made up in the subsequent year. Failure to abide by these guidelines could result in the federal government seeking a refund on excess positive balances. For the two services we reviewed, OITS's fiscal year 2019 rates did not account for prior year balances. These types of inconsistencies reduce the accuracy of its rate estimates, could result in unfair rates for service users, and may cause OITS to violate federal guidelines. OITS did not include its positive prior year balance in its rate estimate for its Network Connect service. At the end of fiscal year 2017, The Network Connect service had a positive balance of about $8.4 million because agencies paid more for the service in prior years than it cost OITS to provide it. OITS did not factor this balance into its future expense forecast. OITS officials told us this is because they anticipate contracting with an outside vendor to provide these services in the future. Officials told us outsourcing the Network Connect service will keep OITS's annual costs more consistent, as the agency will no longer be responsible for significant one-time infrastructure costs. Officials anticipate significant expenses associated with the migration and want to have a surplus balance so they're prepared for those expenses. However, they acknowledge they may have to pay a refund to the federal government on a portion of that balance. OITS included only a portion of its negative prior year balance in its rate estimate for its web development service. At the end of fiscal year 2017, the web development service had a negative balance of about $126,000. OITS included one-fifth of this amount in its expense forecast for fiscal years 2020 and 2021. OITS officials told us it was their intention to account for the balance over 5 years in order to limit the increase to the service rate. However, if the service continues to operate at a loss, OITS may never be able to fully account for its losses. Finding number two. OITS's fiscal year 2019 service rates also did not accurately reflect forecasted expenses for 24 services we reviewed. As noted earlier, OITS's services fall into three major service categories. We reviewed service rates for two of those categories for fiscal year 2019, telecommunications and professional services. The rate models for these categories applied to 24 specific services, including the two we reviewed, Network Connect and Web Development. We compared the service rates OITS estimated with its model to the service rates in the Division of Budget's budget instructions for fiscal year 2020. None of the service rates OITS set for the 24 telecommunications and professional services we reviewed matched the rates calculated by its model. Our findings in this area may not be applicable to the other services OITS offers, but at least for the services we reviewed, officials didn't use the model to set its published rates. Instead, OITS management manually set rates so they were consistent with rates in past years. For example, the per-unit rate for the web development service is $80 per unit, but its model showed the per-unit rate should have been about $199 in order to recover both current expenses and some prior year losses. When multiplied by the expected utilization, this $119 shortfall suggests a projected loss of about $60,000 for this service in fiscal year 2019. In contrast, OITS's rate is about $2 more for Network Connect than its model calculated, a service for which it has significant prior year profits. This suggests a projected profit of almost $400,000 for this service. Appendix B in the written report includes additional details about the rates OITS set. According to OITS officials, OITS management is reluctant to change rates from their historical levels because of budgeting difficulties it may create for state agencies. But setting service rates that do not reflect OITS's expenses could cost the state money, and agencies may be paying more or less than they should pay for the services they use. When some services consistently operate at a loss, OITS must use other excess revenues to cover those losses. Federal law does not allow OITS to generate profits on the services they offer because some agencies use federal funds to pay OITS for services. For OITS to have the excess revenues to cover losses, it must be generating profits on some services. The federal government may, as a result, penalize the state by requesting a refund on the federal share of those excess revenues. We did not evaluate the extent to which the state may be at financial risk as part of this limited scope audit, but as described in our 2013 audit of OITS's rate-setting process, the federal government assessed and collected a $2.5 million refund from the state because its rates had resulted in unallowed profits. We made a series of recommendations for actions the agency should take to address the accuracy of its rate-setting models and its service rates not reflecting its forecasted expenses. We also recommended that the agency present a final plan to the legislature for its consideration by April 2019. In their response, agency officials provided their implementation plan for each recommendation. They agreed to work toward charging rates that more accurately reflect its costs, and they agreed to prepare a plan for the legislature, as recommended in this report. Potential issues for further consideration. Because our limited work in this audit identified some of the same problems described in our 2013 audit, a more thorough review could be warranted. Additional work could more fully explore the challenges OITS faces in complying with federal requirements while also meeting its own financial needs and the needs of other agencies. The full audit report contains more detailed information that was omitted from this podcast. This podcast was produced by the Legislative Division of Post Audit. The full report is available on our website at www.kslpa.org. For more information or for a complete printed copy of this report, please contact Legislative Post Audit at 785-296-3792. This concludes this podcast.